Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen was a Canadian singer-songwriter, poet, and novelist. He became popular in the 60s and produced award-winning work for 5 decades. Leonard Cohen was born into a Jewish family in Quebec, Canada, in 1934. He was only 9 years old when his father died. At the age of 13, he picked up his first guitar. At school, he formed a country folk trio called the Buckskin Boys. Cohen attended McGill University and was president of the Debating Society. He spent much of his time studying and writing poetry. In 1956, Cohen published Let Us Compare Mythologies, his first book of poetry. His second collection, The Spice Box of Earth, came out in 1961. In the early 60s, Cohen used his royalties to buy a small property on the Greek island of Hydra. While living quietly by the sea, he wrote 2 more collections of poetry and published 2 novels, The Favorite Game and Beautiful Losers. Cohen didn't earn enough money from his writing to maintain this lifestyle. In the late 60s, he moved to New York and began setting his words to music. His debut album Songs of Leonard Cohen came out that year. Many reviewers compared him to Bob Dylan. Leonard Cohen's deep, monotone voice and emotion-filled lyrics had a soothing quality that attracted many fans. By the 70s, Cohen was an influential performing artist. In his lifetime, over 200 musicians performed Hallelujah, his most iconic song. In 1992, several of Cohen's songs were included in Oliver Stone's film Natural Born Killers. This helped Cohen gain a new following of young people. Cohen approached all types of writing the same way, one word at a time. He wrote about politics, relationships, and isolation. His lyrics were often dark and autobiographical. Over the years, reviewers gave Cohen many nicknames, including Godfather of Gloom. Leonard Cohen often admitted that words didn't come easily to him. He wrote many drafts and discarded work that didn't feel just right. His reclusive lifestyle allowed him to focus on his work. Leonard Cohen's final album, You Want It Darker, came out in the fall of 2016. Canada's legendary poet died a few weeks later on November 10, 2016, at the age of 82.